that time on a Thursday for this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event.
The Lightning Round! Lightning Round!
Lightning round, and we don't know what we're doing all the time, but we try. It's kind of sad.
Okay, today's lightning round is actually going to be the crunch round or the lightning exchange, because we didn't do a crunch exchange yesterday, so I'm combining both of them.
I see what happened there.
Yeah, thanks. DeMarcus Cousins was traded for next to nothing. It makes trading George Herman Ruth for the rights to a play look like a really good trade.
No.
Boogie was moved from the 9th place Kings to the 11th place Pelicans. Your Pellies then finish off the season of their last 25 games, 15 of them against teams ahead of them in the Western Conference. Right now, they are 2 games behind 8th place Denver. New Orleans now has 2 of the best 4 big men in the NBA right now on their team. The prospectus, the Pelicans make the playoffs this season.
Make the playoffs? They're going to be the 1 seed. because they're battling the Kings, the Blazers, and the New Jays, I think it's possible. I'm on my Pellies bandwagon. Yes.
Playoffs?
It's being reported that Paul George really wants two things to happen. One is that he wants the Pacers to make a move that will bring them a title so he can be thought of as an all-time great for a Pacer. And then if that doesn't happen, he wants to go play for his childhood team, the Lakers. George has a player option after the 17-18 season. Right now, the Pacers are 6th in the East, just a game over 500. The Pacers stayed pat at the deadline, not moving to make PG-13 to the Lakers now or anyone to make sure that George stays when his option comes up at the end of next season. What percentage chance do you give Paul George of ending up with the Lakers?
First of all, one of the most underrated nicknames in sports is PG-13. I mean, that is really, really good. So you're leaving the team that you've been with your entire career, and your goal is to be with the second to worst team? Dude, I don't think you understand most people who aspire to the NBA. The Lakers, I'm not sure what the point would be in bringing him in. He's a really good player. But where they are, they've got to rebuild with a different foundation, not a veteran like that. So did I have to give you a percentage?
Yes.
20% chance he winds up with the Lakers. Tops. Right. High side.
Ole Miss put a 1-year bowl ban on themselves after the NCAA went after the school for paying players and recruits. Hugh Freeze, in a since-deleted tweet, said that if anyone has proof of these violations, they should email the Ole Miss compliance office and then put their email in the tweet. So I think they got some emails that day.
Box full. Yeah,
didn't the NCAA just do that?
They might have, yeah. Lost the email. Check the tweet. Freeze clearly confused actually coaching Ole Miss with his Ole Miss coaching career on his NCAA football for Xbox. Mississippi's self-imposed ban is blank.
I liken it to our judicial system. So if I'm found guilty of armed robbery and 7 murders, I can go to the judge and say, you know what, I've put myself on a house arrest for a year. Don't worry about it. We got this covered. Do I need a word or a phrase?
Word or phrase.
Not the end of it by a long shot.
Hold on. I'm writing it down. I'm keeping track of that. NFL free agency starts in March. The NFL.
We keep records here.
We
at 95
do.
It's that's what we do.
Yes. Yeah. NFL free agency starts on March 9th. The NFL draft is on April 27th. And teams that need a quarterback need to decide what they're going to do. Jimmy Garoppolo is thought to be the ideal quarterback to trade for. Jay Cutler is the newest NFL quarterback to be put on the trading block, while Tony Romo could be traded or released at any time. There's also the incoming class of quarterbacks from college, most of which are getting late first-round grades at best, despite 5 of the top 10 teams desperate for a franchise quarterback. You are now an NFL GM, a team desperate for a quarterback. Do you trade for one of the vets or take your chances with a not-too-great college class?
I don't think there's a quarterback out there in the college game who could actually play and win more than 4 games next year. But as far as Romo or Garoppolo, hey, why not? I think that's a no-brainer. You bring in one of these vets if you think you could make a move next year.
All right. Dylan Brooks hit his 3rd game winner of the year last night against Cal from the exact same spot that Sabrina Ionescu hit her game winner against Cal a month and a half ago. Grade each one of these heaves at the Haas.
grade it?
Grade the shots. How'd they?
They're both A pluses, and they both tagged unbelievable comebacks, which at the time both programs substantially needed. I mean, for Sabrina, even though, like, you can't call her a freshman. She was never really a freshman. But, yeah, I'm going to give them both A pluses. Gamers at the gun in critical situations on the road.
All right, last one. Sticking with Dylan Brooks, the Canadian so far in his time with the Ducks has carried the team to an Elite Eight last season where he scored the eighth most all-time in a single season for the Ducks, 635 points. He's now 14th all-time in points scored with 1,440, and in 40 minutes on average this season, averaging 26-5-5. His game winners against Tennessee, UCLA, and Cal has cemented him as one of the more clutch shooting Ducks of all time and is a key piece of a team many think have the potential to go all the way and win the NCAA tournament for the first time since the Tall Furs team. The prospectus, Dylan Brooks will end his Oregon basketball career as the best Duck ever.
Oh. I don't think that's possible. He's a terrific player, even if they win the title. I don't know. Now you got me trying to think who the hell the best Duck ever is. He's going to be in the conversation. But the prospectus is, for now, I've got to go pending on that.
Ted, my boy, it's going to be legend. Wait for it.
He winds up player of the year in the Final Four, and I always kind of chuckle, a little tongue-in-cheek, when people talk about the Tall Furs. By, you know, it's the first tournament, they got in as an Elite Eight team. It's a little different now, especially since they expanded initially, I think, in 78 to 42 teams, and then in 85 to 64 teams, in essence, the 416-team bracket that we witness right now. All right, the lightning round / crunch exchange, job well done-ski.